So are we going to talk about the gangs then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yesterday morning, I went and picked up all the burritos that my friends made and for the ministry, for the gang members. And I prayed with them and thanked them for doing all that cooking. Yesterday was pretty cold, so I went right to the gang's houses. The first gang I pulled up, I had my coolers full of pop and water, and I had a cooler full of burritos. So as I was walking up the sidewalk, the night watchman for the gang members, they opened the door and they had a big smile. It's so nice to see them smile instead of aiming pistols at me.
Were they surprised that you knew where they lived?
Yeah, they were surprised.
Okay.
They're like, "Sonny, how did you find us?" I said, "It's God, man. I recognized your cars in the neighborhood." I said, "You're the only guys that have these kind of cars, man. Like, you had to live here." And they go, "That was good, man, because we're hungry. But where you been, man? We haven't seen you forever. Like, where you been?" I said, "I was in Reno visiting my sister for Christmas, and so I was gone." They're like, "Yeah, man, we've been thinking about what you said about John 3:16. For God so loved the world, man. It's like, I can't believe that he would love me that much, and I wasn't even born yet, man." Like, because it made me think about the story you told us about the one sheep that was lost, and the shepherd, like, he left all 99 but went after the one. He goes, "You know, that one is me, man. Like, I've been lost. I ran away from home." He goes, "I want to accept Jesus Christ, man. I'm not going to speak for the rest of the boys, but for me, I'm ready to give my heart."
He's not the leader. This is
one of the right-hand men.
Oh, the right-hand man is the leader. Okay, got it.
Yeah, he said, "I'm done, man. I'm done being a gangster. I want to go home, but I want my heart to be right before I go back. I don't want an angry heart. I want a transformed heart," like he said. So he's been thinking about everything that I've told him. Mm-hmm. And I said, "You know, only Jesus Christ could do that, man. We can't do that by ourselves." He goes, "Well, I'm ready right now. I'm not going to wait for everybody else." So he asked Jesus to forgive him of all his sins.
Now, is this before anyone's even ate?
Yeah.
Okay.
And his other right-hand man that was there, the night watchman, said they didn't sleep all night. They're watching, make sure nobody snuck up on him or anything. He started crying too. And I was like, "Wow." And I said, "Hey, Victor, do you want to give your heart to Jesus today, man?" He goes, "You know what? Yeah, man. I want Stefan want gonna give his heart to Jesus. He was telling me about John 3:16, man." And he goes, "Yeah, I'm ready too, man." So they gave their hearts to God even before the other guys started coming out of the rooms. They were crying. And then the leader comes out. He goes, "What's going on out here, Sonny? Where you been, man? Like, you haven't been around for a while. Like, I thought maybe you got taken out." I said, "No, man. I was in Reno." He goes, we're kind of looking for you, man." I said, "Well, I brought you breakfast today." He goes, "Why are you guys crying? What's the deal?" He goes, "We gave our hearts to Jesus Christ, man. We're done with this life." The minute they said that, the leader started crying. He goes, "You know what? I miss..." Excuse me. He goes, "I miss making cookies with my mom. I've helped her forever. And Christmas time." He goes, "I miss my family, man. I haven't been home for 7 years, and I think it's time for me to go back." And he was crying, like. So I said, "You want your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life?" He goes, yes, man, I do. So he asked Jesus to forgive him of all his sins. He asked Jesus to come in his heart, man. That guy cried. He was crying and crying. Then he called his dad right away. Then he went to his room, so then I don't know what they said, you know. All the other boys started coming out. Sonny, what in the world have you been? So I told them, they said, you brought us breakfast today, man? I said, yeah. Get ready to eat. I said, and they're pretty spicy, so be careful. He's like, we don't care, man. We're going to eat. So they start eating, drinking Dr. Pepper, and some grabbed some waters, and they were just eating burritos. He goes, all of these burritos are for us? I said, no, man. Some of these burritos are for the other gang I'm going to minister to. And all of a sudden, all the other boys started coming out. Finally, all of them got out. There was 31 in that gang. And they're like, dude, I'm starving today, man. And so I'm passing out burritos. They're about that big, around. Yeah. They're like monsters. And these guys, they ate. Next thing I know, the other boys that were looking outside, he says, hey, Fernando's here, man. And that gang has 25 guys. And that's the other gang I was going to go and see. They live 3 blocks to the north of these guys. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, man, can we come in? Stefan, and he goes, yeah, man, come on in. What's up? And he goes, why are you crying? He said, I just gave my heart to Jesus Christ, man. I'm done with this life. I just got done talking to my dad, and they want me to come home. He goes, dang. All of you gave your heart to Jesus? And the other boys were like, man, yeah, I want to, because I'm done with this life, man. I'm done dodging bullets and fighting all the time. I'm done. I want to go home. So that whole gang gave their hearts to God. 33 boys. They were just crying in front of the other gang. Mm-hmm. As they were eating burritos, they were like, is it that easy to be a Christian? How can God forgive me, man? Because you know what I've done, and there's some things that you don't know that I've done. I said, well, God knows everything you've done, but he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for all those sins, man. But he rose again, too. He goes, how hard is it to be a Christian, man? I said, it's not hard. You got to stay in the Word. You got to stay in prayer. You got to stay in worship. Like, you do all that, man. It's not a religion. It's a relationship with the Father. That's what that is. That means you got to pick up the Word daily, not just on Sundays. No. And that leader goes, Victor goes, you know what? I haven't talked to my mom and dad for 5 years, man. They probably won't take me back. I said, you know what? What's impossible with men is possible with God. So I said, let's pray for your parents right now. So I prayed for the parents. All his boys, when you got two gangs facing each other at one home, they didn't let their guards down because they're gangs, you know.
Yeah.
But as I prayed for Victor's gangs, all of them took their caps off and closed their eyes. They, gangs don't do that. Gangs don't trust that much like that. But the only God can deal with that. Like, as soon as they gave their hearts to the Lord, they just cried. They got on their phones right away, started calling their parents. Then Victor goes, Sonny, will you step outside with me, man? Because I'm going to call my dad. Yeah, man. So we went to the front porch. And he called his dad. His dad's first words were, are you okay, son? Where are you? You're not at the hospital, right? Because he knew he was a gang leader. Like, yeah. And he hasn't talked to him for that long. So he explained to him what's happening. And his dad goes, I help with the youth group. I haven't touched liquor for 7 years. I've been sober. No drugs in the home. No liquor. Like, we love Jesus, man. He goes, I'm fixing to... I said, he goes, I've given my heart to Jesus Christ, but I was wondering if I can come home. He goes, your room hasn't changed. It's still there. You come home. And they just cried over the phone. So I went back inside because they were crying. They needed father and son time. And all of a sudden, all these cars started showing up. I was like, wow. God is so faithful. Like, all the parents, they weren't walking up the sidewalk.
They were running.
They were running up the sidewalk to get to the boys.
Yeah.
And they, pretty soon, that house was full. Crying. Asking for forgiveness from each other. There was so much joy. And then Victor quieted everybody down. He said, Sonny wants to ask something. Sonny wants to ask you guys a question. And I said, are all of you Christians? Have all of you given your heart to Jesus Christ?
I said, to the parents?
Yeah, okay. To all their parents and their siblings. Yeah. I said, if you are any other kind of religion, like Catholic or Baptist or whatever, I want to know. Because I want to make sure that you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And all of them said, we're all Christian, man. We're all born again. And everybody was saying that. So the ones that weren't, there was 23, stepped forward and they said, I don't have Jesus in my heart, man. If my son is coming home, I want my heart to be ready because I don't want to be the father I used to be. So they all gave their hearts to the Lord. There was so much crying. I had Bibles for all of them. And I was like, the Lord is just so faithful. You know, I only went to one home. And then to have the other gang goes, hey, Sonny's over there. You know, it's like, Sonny's up to something over there. They recognized my truck.
So is this a third gang?
The second gang.
Oh, the second
yeah.
Gang.
And...
Oh, that's the reason why they stopped. Just that's because of your pickup.
Yeah.
Got it. It's okay.
Yeah, they stopped. They saw my pickup. Go, hey, Sonny's here, man. Something's going on. I bet he has breakfast. Like, they were more concerned about food. But God had different food for them. So the third gang drove by, but they never stopped. I saw them. I saw them just drive by real slow. So I was like, I'll go and see them on Saturday, the third gang that drove by, because I know where they live too. Mm. So in the winter, I go to their homes because that's where they hang out. Or they hang out at the malls. So God is just so faithful. The parents and their siblings were crying so much. They started helping them pack up and they left. They were all leaving. Then the landlord came. He goes, I thought there was a big party going on over here, but I realized you guys are going back to your families. And he looked at Stefan and he said, hey man, you have done a great job with this house. Like, you haven't put any holes in it. All the windows are still good. Nobody shot the windows. He goes, it looks really clean. He says, I'll have somebody come here and clean it if you guys get out. And then he started going through his envelopes. He had a briefcase like yours. Mm-hmm. He started going through and he gave him back his deposit. And he gave it all to the boys because he had two deposits, the first month and the last month.
Uh-huh.
So he gave them all the money back and they started handing out money to all the 33 boys and they just all, you know, got their money back. And they didn't even have to clean the place, but it was pretty clean. They kept it nice. And so the moms were like, we can clean it. Like, he goes, no, I'll have a crew come in and we'll get it cleaned up. And then Victor looked at him. He goes, are you Charlie's dad? Because Charlie is with the Eastsiders. And the landlord started crying. He says, that's my son. He ran away from home. He goes, I know Charlie, man. He goes, Sonny, you know him? And I said, what does he look like? He said, he's the only blonde kid in the whole gang, man. He's the only güero from all those Mexicanos and black guys, man. Like, he's the only güero. I go, yeah, I know Charlie. Now I know who you're talking about. And the landlord goes, will you please try to reach my son? And we were talking, that third gang drove by. That was Charlie in one of the cars.
Oh.
I'll go see them tomorrow, man, which is today.
To help.
And go minister to them. The landlord was just crying. He's a Christian man. He loves the Lord. So today is going to be a miracle day for Charlie and for his dad and mom. His two sisters have been waiting for him. So I need prayer for that, boys. But let me tell you, to see that many give their hearts to God in one time. All I was doing was taking breakfast to him and minister to him. I didn't expect God bringing another gang to another gang's house. But these guys knew each other. They weren't enemies, but they weren't best friends either. So, but it was just a blessing to see these guys just, man.
Guess that takes care of that one, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's see.